Frame of reference. A man's concept of love and marriage is different from a woman's, especially after he has gone without sex for a few days. This book is not a how-to for a man. I will skip his part and deal with the lady's part. God describes marriage as they two shall be one flesh, which is their bodies coming together. Many men feel that marriage is not quite what they thought it was going to be. Some men spend their youth dreaming about the wild passion they are going to experience with the one woman they love more than life. It is their expression of the oneness they will have with her alone. This is truly God's design for a man in the department of love. The man remembers the passionate and loving looks his sweetheart had for him before marriage. He had naturally assumed that she would always think of him in that all-consuming, loving way. When they were courting, that is the way she made him feel. He saw it reflected in her face. All he wanted was to satisfy that hungry animal he thought she was, and for a while she was all he had hoped for. But then it faded away. She wasn't interested anymore. Her disinterest in him sexually is a reflection of her heart, and he knows it. There are a multitude of excuses women use to explain why they would rather not or why they cannot respond sexually. I believe I've heard them all. Her husband knows in his spirit that all her excuses are just that, excuses for not wanting him. When a woman is not interested in his most consuming passion, he feels that she is not interested in him. When a woman just allows, cooperates, and tolerates, it leaves a man feeling sick at heart. If, to a man, sex were just copulation, he would make his deposit and be satisfied. But to him, it is intimacy, a merging of spirits, a way of saying, I love you, I need you, I like you. A man's most basic needs are warm sexual love, approval, and admiration. For his wife to be willing but indifferent speaks of neither sex nor love. A woman is a fool to believe her own excuses or to think she can convince him that what she says is the truth. Her half-commitment makes him feel incomplete and unloved. By not obeying God in this area of sex and love, a woman is putting a terrible curse on her husband. When a woman forces a man into that position, it is the equivalent of a man saying to his wife, "You are a stupid, ugly, lousy wife, but I will still be a good husband and kiss you today." A man's wife has more influence on his frame of reference than any other thing or person in his life. Man is driven to succeed. Hormones drive him to be the best at work, to drive aggressively, to build the best building, to write the finest piece of music. But his most pressing drive is to be a successful lover. Making his wife feel glorious when he touches her is the ultimate test of his manhood, the very measure of the man. He cannot view life differently. That is the way God made him. He needs a wife, a helpmate, a helper who will meet the need God put in him. If a wife does not meet his intimacy and sexual needs, she is a help not meet, a helper not suitable to the task for which God created her. Great sin. No woman really loves her husband if she does not seek to please him in this most important area. If you are not interested in sex, then at least be interested in him enough to give him good sex. If you are not loving your man, you are in danger of blaspheming the word of God. To love their husbands. The Bible says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." James 4:17. Hopefully you just didn't realize that your lack of sexual interest in your husband was sin. But now you know.